you know, the part of a tree under the ground is the what?
Roots.
Did you ever hear of using roots like for medicine or anything? Or just selling them or anything?
I have heard of older people out in the country and going on back even to the slave times around here that did use root medicines and herbs and other kinds of things, maybe even some spider tongue and good stuff like that. Don't even, I'm kidding about that, but I certainly never, you know, had anybody doctor me that way.
But did you hear of any of the, like, the preparations or anything, or what was made out of them, what they used them for?
Mm. Well, now they might be like boiled to make a strong tea or a soup kind of broth.
What would they use?
Well, I don't know what kind of roots, if that's what you're asking. See, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, what's the kind of tree that they tap the syrup? You ever heard of that?
Yes, maple tree.
And where would they grow? I mean, the place that they grow is called a what?
Well, I'd say it's called the North, but that's not what you want. What the place they grow is forest, maple forest is what I'd say.
And where do pecan trees grow? In a what?
In a yard, or
if you have a commercial venture.
Oh, well, I'm sure you call that an orchard.
And is there a kind of tree? Well, I know there is. They grow along the creeks around here, and they have big pieces of white bark you can peel off. They have little balls on the tree.
A sycamore. What about it?
Do they grow around here?
Yes, we have sycamores, but I thought the trees with the bark, like you're talking about, were cottonwoods.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know if that's the same thing or not.
Well, now, what's a sycamore then? Do you know what they look like?
Nope.
Well, what are the local trees' names, you know?
Pine, primarily. Oak. We have different kinds of oak. Pin oak and longleaf. Well, no, longleaf is a pine, but blackjack, oaks. Then we have some sweet gum trees and things like mimosa and pear and peach. We have some dogwood, even a little bit in town, and hickory.
And what kind of tree did George Washington chop?
Cherry tree.
And is there any kind of little tree or bush or shrub that grows around here that, like, along the side of the road or something, and they, the leaves turn bright red real early, and they have little clusters of berries on them, and old people used to use the berries for dyeing and tanning leather. You're dyeing things red.
No. Now, I'm sure the Indians did that. But I don't know what kind.
Have you ever heard of a soup?
Sumac? I've heard of it, but I don't know what that is.
And what's the kind of little thing that grows that if you brush up against it, it'll break out of your skin?
Nettle. Bull nettle, usually.
Anything else, like with a certain number of leaves or something?
Oh, I'm sorry. Poison ivy and poison oak.
What's the difference in poison ivy and poison oak?
There is a difference, but I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
Do they grow differently, or a different number of leaves or anything?
I'm sure there is a difference, but I don't know how to. I don't know what it is. When I've never had it, and when my children have, we didn't know where it came from, you know. So I don't know just what it looks like.
What kind of berries grow around here?
Blackberries, mayberries. Dewberries, of course, those grow wild. Strawberries can be cultivated.
Anything other kind of berry cultivated be smaller than a strawberry with little granules all over it, you know, little dark color.